What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Can you decide right now to see opportunity? It's there.
Yes.
It's right there.
I think it's so important for people to remember that they're the creators of their lives instead of the victim of their lives, right? So the victim is saying, I'm feeling this way because that person or that circumstance or I don't have any money is causing me to feel this way. This is my relationship with money. What that really means is I'm using my lack to reaffirm my dependency, my addiction, my conditioning. That's my relationship with money, is that I put my attention on money because I don't have it.
Richness isn't a function of money. Money's part of it. But it's, you know, when I think of money, all money really is energy in movement. And we don't circulate money particularly well in this world or in this country. It gets accumulated. And when things get accumulated, energy stops moving.
Your subconscious mind, it's both genetic and environmental, that's controlling your behavior. It's because you're programmed to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And until you change the program, nothing's going to change.
It's you can wake up and you can decide that the world has scarcity and negativity and lack, and you will find evidence of that. Or you wake up and you decide that the world is abundant and there's positivity and there is so much opportunity around me. And my job is to just keep my eyes open for the rest of the day and not let, because your frequency, your energy is what you frequently see.
It's not about wealth, it's who you become.
Most people are just a little short of money, but you are born rich, rich in potential.
That whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve, regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past, or how lofty your aims and hopes may be.
Having a new iPhone, having a new watch, having an increased bank account may give me peripheral satisfaction, but deep emotional meaning is usually not going to be there.
Whatever we can conceive and believe, we will achieve.
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am after it, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Because I always remember my mother always said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? Don't doubt your own ability.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. It's f-ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it, like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no not willing to grind. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my abilities. Take on that as your God-given right to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The question is, will you put the work in that is required to manifest? I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear?
In the core of your being, do you realize that you're a star?
Yeah, I always knew so. I knew I wasn't going to be regular. I just knew like I was going to be great at something. I didn't know what it was. But I knew I was going to be great at something. I just knew. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
There was a book, and it said, Think and Grow Rich.
And I remember going through the pages and reading the principles.
The foundation of this is anything the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve, regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be.
Manifesting is real.
Now, whatever you send into the universe sends right back at you. And when it's coming back, that's your law of attraction.
It's a choice. It's a matter of the heart. That your mindset could change your whole atmosphere. That you can turn your mess into a message and your test into a testimony.
Everything comes from the imagination.
A lot of people were surprised when they found out that you've been signing your name as Champ 2011. How did that come about?
I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you. And me signing my signature with Champion 2011 on it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's simple.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million per picture.
You see, this is
by good. Thanksgiving 1995. That's the actual check I wrote myself four years ago. And that's so I'm kind of here to say that visualization does work.
I've manifested things that I'm just like, I still shock myself. Like, how the f*** did I make that happen? And this is not even to do with fighting. This is to do with my personal life. And I'm like, I made that happen. And this is through this, like, manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting, and boom, it's right there. I'm just like, shit, I really made that happen. It's scary, man. It's scary for me to even think about.
You attract, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Unpack the gift of the present and let the future be your motivation. Everybody is looking to manifest. We're all looking to manifest something. We'll lose sleep to manifest, and we'll work two or three jobs to manifest, and we'll study for hours in a day to manifest. We are all looking to manifest something.
Let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control. A power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire.
I went home and I prayed for a bicycle, and then I got a bicycle. Showed up in my living room. Brand new Mustang bike. I put it in one of the scenes in Eternal Sunshine. The Mustang bike with a banana seat. I manifested it. I stood there in an open field like this, my arms out.
Once I started to transition from, I don't know what I'm gonna do, how am I gonna ever get off my sister's couch, who will ever pay me, how am I ever to get to graduate, how am I ever to gain experience, I'm too young. Once I started shifting all those thoughts, to it is possible, I do believe in myself, I am great, I'm gonna work really hard to develop skills that are gonna help me move me forward, that's when everything started to shift. When I shifted, my inner world, my outer world opened up to me for incredible possibilities.
I don't care what level you get to, I need you to dream, right? I need you to, guys, I need you to spend a considerable amount of time dreaming every single day. Let me tell you why. I've noticed that the people who dream and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
And so there are a few things that we have to understand in order to manifest this future. The future, when it is no longer a distant dream, some possibility, some idea, but it's a very present target. All of a sudden, everything changes. And so you may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
So if you were here and you're like, I'm scared, whatever you do, do this for me. Do not sabotage yourself with fear. Fear is not real. That's something in your brain. Like, it does not exist. How do we get over it? You get over it by dreaming of what you can be. Come on, y'all gotta hear what I'm saying. There are those of you in this room, you spend a majority of your life doing what other people want you to do. You don't even know who you are. And so even what you're doing, you're not doing at 120% because you're doing what somebody else wants you to do. And you're not good enough to be somebody else.
The future you would say thank you for not allowing the despair and the anguish and the anger and the bitterness and the jealousy and the ego to eat away at your progress and your perseverance and your ability to travail and endure.
What you're trained to think about when you think about manifesting is vision boards. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the word vision boards, you think about the big stuff. Should you have big dreams? Of course you should. Here's where everybody goes wrong. You dream about the end. You make this gorgeous collage of all this stuff that has nothing to do with your current life. That literally, as you're sitting in your studio apartment with the cat box that hasn't been changed in 2 weeks.
No food in the fridge.
No food in the fridge. And you're looking for a job and you're staring at a mansion going, someday. It's going to make you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Because the gap between where you are and where you want to go, it seems insurmountable. And so what happens, based on the research, is when you only visualize the end game, Lewis, it's demotivating. Mm. At first, it's really fun to like have a bottle of wine and make your like collage. I'm going to visualize. I'm going to slap this up. There's my vision board. It's fabulous. Law of attraction, baby. Come on. I'm going to think about it. It's going to come to me. Okay, I've been doing this for 2 days. Mm. I'm still in this apartment with the cat box that needs to be changed. The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go.
The bridge.
Yes, and particularly the horrible stuff. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work. Mm. So you should visualize not crossing the finish line, but what is it like to be at mile 12 when your batteries run out on your earbuds?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. And you keep going. What's it like when your shoelace breaks and now your heel is lifting and you're starting to get a blood blister at mile 17? Mm-hmm. What's it feel like when you wake up and it is pouring rain and you visualize yourself running anyway? That way, when you visualize the work, you are preparing your body for it, so you're not resistant to it when it comes.
I think anything your mind can conceive, if you think about it often enough, you will come to believe it. So you don't have to believe it to start off with, because I didn't believe it. And I'm speaking from experience here. I didn't believe I'd ever get the $25,000. I didn't even know anyone with $25,000. But I kept reading the book. Now, do you know, a strange thing happens. See, when you write something, writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. The image then is impregnated into cells in your brain. All I was thinking about prior to that was debt. If a person has a goal of getting out of debt, they will probably stay in debt forever because that's what you think about. And whenever you think about and get emotionally involved with, you're going to attract. You get on a frequency that it's on and you attract it. I kept reading the card and I started to think of earning money. Now, many people would say, well, weren't you thinking of that before? No, I was thinking of debt. And because I was thinking about it, I started to hear people talking about it. And because I heard people talking about it, I would start thinking about it more. And I thought the answer was work harder. Napoleon Hill said, if you are one of those people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought because it's not true. Within a year of picking up this book, with no formal education. I had 2 months high school. I had no business experience. So you see, they were good reasons for not winning, and I bought into it. But Ray told me, he said, Bob, that's why you can't win. How about all the reasons why you can?
That I'm not powerless, not unmanageable. I can control my life. I'm gonna get rich. And so if I could just stay busy, okay, if I could just have a place to work every day and something to do and somebody to call and somebody to be in front of, that was my big fear. My big fear was that little white pill. I threw those in the trash that night. Never would use another one again. And I just made a decision that day not to quit, not to be powerless, not to be unmanageable, but to be somebody. And I've been doing that since I was 25. Every day waking up, today I'm going to be somebody. I'm not just going to think about it. I'm going to be somebody today. I'm going to grow into who I should be.
And I started to question a lot of ideas, like the idea that you have to be really smart if you're going to earn a lot of money. I was earning a lot of money, and I knew I wasn't that smart. So I started to question all my beliefs. And that's when I made up my mind. I was going to figure out why I was winning. I did not believe that there was an emotional or capricious God that reached out and said, let's let Bob have a turn. I didn't think I was lucky, but I thought somebody has to know why I win, and I'm going to figure it out. And I started to study. He said, there's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one's ready for a thing until they believe that they can acquire it. He said, the state of mind must be belief and not mere hope or wish. So then I think, well, how do you believe? Where do your beliefs come from? You just say, I believe. There's more to it than that. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if you reevaluate a situation, your belief about that situation will change. And suddenly, I realized I'd figured it out. It had taken me 9.5 years from that day in London, trying to figure out why did I change. 9.5 years later in the restaurant, it dawned on me. My belief system had changed because I was reevaluating who I was. No amount of reading or memorizing makes us successful. It's the understanding and application of wise thoughts that count. So I started to study this from a totally different perspective. And when I did figure it out, I started to understand Napoleon Hill better. Because all he wanted to do was teach it. And when I got it figured out, that's all I wanted to do was teach it.
I was working at a financial firm in New York City with a bunch of very smart people. And I had a brilliant boss I much admired. I went to my boss and told him I was going to start a company selling books on the internet. He took me on a long walk in Central Park, listened carefully to me, and finally said, "That sounds like a really good idea, but it would be an even better idea for someone who didn't already have a good job. You can have a job, or you can have a career, or you can have a calling. And if you can somehow figure out how to have a calling, you have hit the jackpot. Because that's the big deal."
I met Jeff Bezos 25 years ago. And he told me, "Dave, I want you to invest in my company. What are you doing?" "I'm going to start a bookstore in my garage." "Okay. And I'm going to put it online. People will buy online, and I'm going to ship out of my garage. But if you invest in me, Dave, someday I'm going to be the richest man in the world. I'll do over $100 billion. First of all, there is no such thing as $100 billion. 25 years ago. Statistically, there's no such thing. Countries didn't have 100. Our national debt wasn't $100 billion. And this dude's telling me at 26 years old that he's going to be the richest man in the world because he has a garage and the internet? That was his truth. No, but he did not know it, and neither did I. But the difference between him and I is I was laughing, scoffing, and jesting at him, and he was already applauding himself, going, at the right way, at the perfect time, I'm going to make as much as I can as quickly. And I'm sitting there going, there's no way this is going to be a big business.
Do something you're very passionate about, and don't try to chase what is kind of the hot passion of the day. Seen in that light, it really was a difficult choice, but ultimately, I decided I had to give it a shot. I didn't think I'd regret trying and failing. And I suspected I would always be haunted by a decision to not try at all. After much consideration, I took the less safe path to follow my passion, and I'm proud of that choice. As a young boy, I had been a garage inventor. I'd invented an automatic gate closer out of cement-filled tires, a solar cooker that didn't work very well out of an umbrella and aluminum foil, baking pan alarms to entrap my siblings. I'd always wanted to be an inventor, and she wanted me to follow my passion. There's a military phrase that I especially love, and it says, "Slow is smooth and smooth is fast." And I have seen that in every endeavor I've ever been in. That's the kind of thing that really allows you to make progress. You know, you get certain gifts in life and you want to take advantage of those. But you, I guess my advice on adversity and success would be to be proud not of your gifts, but of your hard work and your choices. So, you know, you may be, the kinds of gifts you get in life, you know, you might be really good at math. It might be really easy for you. That's a kind of gift. But practicing that math and taking it to the next step, that could be very challenging and hard and take a lot of sweat. That's a choice. You can't really be proud of your gifts because they were given to you. You can be grateful for them and thankful for them. But your choices, you choose to work hard. You choose to do hard things. Those are choices that you can be proud of.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it. If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it.
Is there any limit to your ambition or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No, because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Some people can see farther than others. So therefore, when people judge what I'm doing with their logic, can be done. Their reason say it can or shouldn't be done. Their knowledge of history says it can't be done. So their reason, their knowledge, and their logic matches with my superior belief. Therefore, the result is they don't believe.
See, let me share something with you. The easiest thing I've ever done was to earn $1 million. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe it could happen to me. That was the most difficult part, to believe.
And if it goes number one, it goes number one. If it goes number four, it goes number four. I don't care. Because you know we're the best band on the planet with the best songs.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act.
Because you have nothing, 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 nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. And you have everything to gain.
This is the first office of Amazon.com.
Hi, YouTube. This is Chad and Steve. We're the co-founders. And we just want to say thank you. Today, we have some exciting news for you. We've been acquired by Google.
Thank All right, man. Hey, good luck, man. Don't give up. My adults and nobody. Don't be scared about nothing. Best of luck to you. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to nobody who's negative either. Be positive.
That's my problem. Listen, I've got £87 million in the bank. I've got a Rolls Royce. I'm part of the greatest band in the world. Am I happy with that? No, I'm not! I want more!